Today, Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe reported back on the meeting he held at the weekend between the mining industry unions and MPs on Mining Charter 3 and has made clear that government will not be going back to the drawing board on the current charter, but will instead be making amendments to correct certain aspects. Thabelo Chabana, who's Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines of South Africa, joins us on the line now for more detail. Thanks so much, Thabelo, for your time this evening. So we have new Mines Minister Mantashe saying that he wants the new charter completed by the end of June. How much consultation have you had with new leadership in government to this point? And is that June deadline a viable one?
Hi, Alicia. I mean, we've really just started this negotiation process. We started it over the weekend, as the minister said, with various stakeholders. And it, yes, it was a robust engagement, but we expect it to be. I mean, you expect no less on such a critical matter for the industry. Now, timing-wise, you know, nobody more than us actually wants a charter in place, because as you know, I mean, we're not much getting much investment in the mining sector at the moment, and it's, you know, this charter, the MPRDA, are some pieces of legislation and policy that have got to be sorted out as soon as possible for the industry. So if we can do it in 3 months, great. I mean, what we are just saying is we need something that that firstly just is not based on reviewed Mining Charter 3 that was published in June. We need something that certainly is going to be taking transformation forward and is going to be accepted by all parties. So the idea that we're just going to dust off the reviewed mining charter and correct it is not correct. I mean, we are going to be putting new ideas on the table. We are going to be reviewing what has worked, what hasn't worked, and those kind of things do need to be into a new charter.
That stands in contrast, though, to what the Mines Minister said at the briefing today, where he reiterated the point that we are going to be using the third version as a basis for negotiations in order to create a new charter. So are you on the same page with regards to that?
Look, there's no problem with the DMR utilizing essentially what they produce as a reference point, okay? But we certainly are not. We are certainly going to be putting other issues on the table that we think will take transformation further. So we're looking at Mining Charter 1, Mining Charter 2, and looked at, you know, what is working, what is not working. At the end of the day, you know, the template is pretty much there, you know, based from the on the previous charters. So what we come out with at the end of the day will have the very, very similar elements to what we've had in the past, but we are hoping it will be something that is based on things that have been working. I mean, we don't want to be adding additional or further targets to something that is not working. That's going to defeat the point.
Yeah. Of course, we've got the minister highlighting that reasonable objections raised by the chamber will be considered and possibly changed. Is the 30% ownership target set out in the third iteration of the charter still amongst your objections, Thabelo?
Remember, the objection was not to a new target. Our objection relates to the fact that you can't agree a target, whatever it is, without having resolved the issue of whether we get full credit for the past transactions. You know, so this issue of giving recognition to the continuing consequences of those transactions, some people call it the once empowered, always empowered, is so core to this, you know, determining the new target that you can't do one without the other. And this other matter is certainly still before the court. We went to court in November, so we're expecting that judgment any day now. I mean, literally, we could be getting that within this month or a few weeks. So, but it is absolutely critical to that.
Looking at the fact that you had very robust discussions with government over the weekend, I mean, what's the stance as far as the once empowered, always empowered principle is concerned from a government perspective?
What's the stance? I mean, but remember, government and the chamber already back then realized that we had differing interpretations on this matter, and that is why we jointly agreed that this matter, this was with Minister Ramaphosa at the time, but he was subsequently removed. We agreed that this is something that is very delicate but highly crucial to the sector that needs to be determined by court. Yes, we have got differing positions, and we thought that it's best that we get this declaratory order done.
One thing, government and business talking, Tabelo, communities have said that they want to be a part of the drawing up of this charter, while on the labor front, AMCU's absence at the weekend stood out like a sore thumb as well, which means there isn't buy-in at this stage across the board necessarily. How much of a hurdle do you see this setting up to negotiations?
Getting community buy-in in the process is absolutely essential. Yes, we certainly did raise the concern relating to the absence of community representatives, but the minister assured us that he has no intention of leaving them out, and that he fully intended to engage them to the fullest. And he basically informed us of the process that he's going to undertake in engaging the communities in the various mining regions. Going from, call it mining town to mining town, and having thorough engagement with communities. So he certainly has assured us that they will be intimately involved in the formulation of this charter. Now, AMCU was invited to the event, and they certainly chose not to come. Now, look, I think as the minister said, we have to proceed with those that are willing to engage.
Tabelo, the minister has been emphatic about the fact that the negotiations will not be held up by any party looking to hold things hostage, and would proceed with these talks regardless. Is, negotiations being held hostage a very stark risk at this stage?
I don't think so. I think a lot of the parties realize that, we really need to get going with negotiating this charter. I mean, we as a chamber we are fully committed to working with these task teams. As you know, there's one task team that's going to look at competitiveness and inclusive growth, and the other one that's going to look at transformation and the mining charter, and these will be reporting to a plenary. So we're committed, we're ready, and we realize that we really got to knuckle down and sort this thing out sooner rather than later.
As far as these task teams are concerned, where are your confidence levels sitting when it comes to their ability to address the chamber's concerns with this charter on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I would say, I think we're substantially confident. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be an easy type of negotiation. I mean, as the weekend already said, showed. So, but we're confident that the minister will listen to reason. I mean, this is a man that has got over 30 years experience in the mining sector. He's been through the booms and the busts, and he's acutely aware of the consequences of making, mining companies uncompetitive. It has dire consequences, and certainly this is somebody that has the interests of the sector at heart, and he wants to change the destiny of the sector at the moment, to make it one of those that people want to invest in again.
Well, Tabelo, certainly sounds like a good starting block to be on as you venture into these talks and discussions. Tabelo Chabana is Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines of South Africa.